Yeah, I wouldn't be paid.
All right. All new episodes from Running Child That Podcast. How's everybody week?
Solid like a rock.
Had a good week.
All right. What about you, Dale and JP?
Man, it's always a good week, man, especially when I'm with you guys.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, tonight's topic, or the title of tonight's show, is episode 75, Friday Fish Fry. So this was a topic by, I guess, all of us. So
yes, sir.
Really, it was Greg. Really was Greg's topic.
G-Man's.
G-Man, I mean, I'm sorry.
The G-Man. Him.
Yeah, so let it.
Yeah, I don't see.
Right here. That's yours. One minute. We have
y'all keep talking. Y'all keep talking. W was on, too.
Oh yeah, but mm-hmm. Oh, did you say how your week was?
Who made my brother?
No, Gerard.
All right.
Oh, mine was pretty good. Can't complain. It's not over yet. My week just started, really. My week doesn't end until Tuesday. So yeah. Ooh, I can't complain.
So your week go from Wednesday to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And which isn't a bad thing. So the reason why we had this topic tonight, we talked about different kind of fishes, and we know about the tuna, the red snapper, and the salmon. You know what I'm saying? So a good old fish fry, you got to make sure you have in
the right fish.
The right fish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I think about the tuna, do anybody like tuna?
Yeah, I like tuna. I like tuna, my brother.
So what do you like about the tuna?
I like the fact that it's mostly protein. And I'm going to add me some mayonnaise, and I'm going to add me some sweet pickles to it. And then I really love the flavor then, and what I really like is simple to fix, mm-hmm. and it makes for a good healthy snack.
Anybody else got anything to mm-hmm. say about tuna?
I'm like JP. I like a good tuna. Like I said, when it's prepared well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it gotta be prepared well.
Now, I'm not big on tuna.
Well, I just send the definition of a tuna. To you guys through the Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
So
him is big on the Urban Dictionary.
So when you look at tuna, can someone please tell me what tuna stands for from the Urban Dictionary?
I want to preference this by saying that, again, this definition is from the Urban Dictionary. We may not agree with it. And if JP and I stand by the fact that we just like tuna, I guess chicken of the sea, out the can, packed in water, not oil, it's a pretty good thing.
But yes, sir.
The Urban Dictionary has a way, way different definition.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can find this definition again. Tuna, a stanky. I want to say. I can read it. A stanky vaginal area. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna keep it right. Oh God. If it's sniffed, it has a feces tuna stank. I'm trying to clean this up, y'all. I really am. But this is the Urban Dictionary. So you're going to have to use your imagination. Damn, girls, close your legs, your tuna stank.
Okay. Wow.
That's the urban dictionary.
Wow.
You know, I'm
wow.
Via the urban, and I cleaned it up some.
Yeah. Okay.
Salmon. Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Salmon, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
A giant, very thick, monster.
A giant, very thick monster cock usually has a slight right curve, once similar to the one of famous artist and rapper DaBaby. It would be a salmon dick. Hey, yo, I got that salmon. My lord, did anybody see the baby salmon get leaked?
I don't
like salmon.
I don't No.
Yes, sir.
And see, I was going to say salmon, you know, cook it on a wooden plank, yep. Season well. But apparently that ain't the urban definition of salmon.
No,
Interesting.
And then I just see the other thing. I'll read. Oh, you want me to read the last one? You gonna read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read the last one.
Yeah, I can't do that.
The female version of a Dirty Sanchez, wherein what? Menstruating woman inserts two fingers into herself and paints a dialect mustache across the upper lip of her partner. That's nasty as fuck.
Oh, no.
Did you hear what Tracy did to Steve? Mm. He was all ready to go, and then she gave him the red snapper. What the hell? So, in other words, she takes that, and then she makes a mustache on his face.
Okay, so
now we're gonna fight now.
So I'll give y'all another one then. How about the whiting?
Oh Lord,
I don't think I've seen that one.
You know, yeah, I ain't see really that one. Like whiting, I think. I may not know now.
Hey, we just ate some whiting, my brother.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. Didn't y'all just eat some whiting?
Whiting.
I hope the whiting we may not ate the whiting y'all talking about, but we ate some. Right, fried in some canola oil.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'll tell y'all this, man. It's different. It's all different kind of fishes out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, they got different kind of verbiage for it.
Verbiage.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we sit there and we like, if you think about like what the ladies think about us, they probably got different kind of verbiage for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we got different kind of verbiage for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't like tuna.
Mm. Yeah.
I like tuna salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like tuna.
I like salmon. Because I'm a hook.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm a hook.
I believe you, bro.
I'm a hook and...
Well, yeah.
Hook to the right or left?
I hook to the right.
To the right. Okay.
Will you hook to the left?
Man, I ain't messing with you.
You ain't messing with me?
No.
So he's a baby hook. So you know what a baby hook do, right? They're in the middle. They can't figure out if they hook right, left. They just hook straight.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
We probably ain't gonna get many callers on this one.
No, but
probably not.
It was just funny topic and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, this one for us to have fun and enjoy with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then for that first one, as Dale was reading it, what popped in my mind was basically, it's like, I guess that's gonna be like that Walking Dead puss. When you actually think about it. You know what I'm saying? A little graveyard puss, you know.
I got real you in.
You say graveyard?
Yeah, you know. Based on the definition, how it was read.
We got one listener in right now, so we might want to try to give like a quick explanation of the title of tonight. So they'll know. So I don't know.
Come on, the Friday.
Which one?
Fish Friday. Probably have to run down like that first one again. That way they know why it's the Walking Dead puss. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Oh.
I think I like how the way Dale read it the first time and he hesitated.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The
best of his ability.
I feel like
Urban Dictionary.
Everybody that's listening, I feel like everybody that's listening, we should read it the way that it's like, the way it's said, and not clean it up.
You know, we got listeners.
Why everybody got quiet?
At least we try not to be, but you know.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, read the sentence that goes with it. Once you read the sentence that go with it.
At the end of the
day, I mean, I would read it, but every time I click out, it won't let me do it.
All right, okay, so we got the tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Stank pussy. That's what it says. Mm. Sniff. Shit. Your tuna stank, Diana. Damn, girl, close your legs. Your tuna stank. So it's like
Walking Susan, Dead.
Yeah. But that's what the Urban Dictionary had for that.
Now that
just for the definition of tuna. Dictionary, yep.
So I mean, like, so if you think about the Urban Dictionary, is the Urban Dictionary right with the verbiage?
The Urban Dictionary gives a more street, more.
Is it blackage?
I wouldn't even say blackage. It's just more familiar with some. You know, like I said, but it's the urban. It's more slang.
Yeah.
It's more modern. Again, you wouldn't find that in Webster.
Yep.
You know, if you Google it,
yeah,
we Google it. That's what it was. Very interesting. But it is Fish Friday. So I guess, like I said, you have to, according to the Urban Dictionary. You know, I ain't happy with Fish Friday. According to the Urban Dictionary, my dictionary says I like tuna.
Yeah.
My dictionary says I like salmon.
Yeah, that's right.
My dictionary, I love whiting, but Urban like Dictionary, I like snapper.
But Urban Dictionary,
No.
You be careful for what you like.
That's true. And like I said,
so if you pin it on your palate, I'm just telling anybody that's listening right now, if you pit tuna on your palate, they think how the way you really feel inside.
Well,
and say it again, Gerard. What the definition? Say it again. If you pick
for which one,
you like
tuna.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, stank like pussy.
Okay. And then if you like if you like the salmon,
like that hook,
the hook. But then if you like the red snapper, then you got the.
Is that the one with the two fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dirty Sanchez.
We gonna fight.
He said Sanchez.
Yeah, we gonna fight. That's a fight.
The dirty Sanchez. That's when she takes her menstrual and she wipes it across and makes a mustache. Above your lip.
Back to my last week. No mean no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Subscribe late. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yep, just don't do it.
But you know what? And a lot of people don't understand, like you said, no mean no. And Dale, I love how the way you, like last week, you were very adamant about your no.
Yeah. I mean, we have to be mindful, like I said again, and we have to be respectful to a degree. I don't want to catch no charge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jail.
No.
She, and like I said, she may have what we call buyer's remorse. And she done bought it, and now she don't want to keep it, and now she want to go tell it. No, that's why no mean no. Maybe means no. I think I would like to try. No, that's still a no. I'm going to stand on that, y'all.
No is no.
No is no. Maybe is no. I think I might means no.
So what if
I might? No. It's no. I'm no.
For I one person that says that. No, for one person that says no, there's one person that will go, maybe. You know what I'm saying? And the maybe means maybe, yeah, and not no.
That's the one to go into hell or jail. That's
could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So maybe is no. I think I might. That's still a no, because there's buyer's remorse. As long as there's buyer's remorse in play, I told him yes, but I really meant no.
But I got a question. What if it was in reverse and it's the guy that got buyer's remorse?
That's a good question. Help me a little bit with that one.
That's a good question. Reverse psychology.
Cops gonna laugh at him if he complained.
But like I said, I'm just saying. It's a sexist world.
Hey, there's been many men that have complained that they have been raped, and they pretty much laughed at them.
It's right there.
Go up.
Yeah.
Right there. We switched it, but I just thought about something as y'all were saying all that.
What's up?
Mm-hmm. What about those guys that don't mind running that red light and she decided to give you that ticket by wiping that across your top lip?
No. Well, that means you have to hold still long enough. Like I said, you're going to smell that way before you get to your lip.
You know what I mean?
Smell that.
That's what I'm saying. But then, but then don't forget now, you do got some guys be like, hey, look, let's just throw the towel down.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I had a partner. One day, he's like, bro, I was so ready, and she was going to do something. And she started to undress. And when her drawers hit the floor, he smelled it. I can't do it.
Now,
he put his clothes back on me.
Ain't that wrong with that, man?
He said, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. So he got his stuff, he got dressed, and he left. Because if he can smell it across the room, ain't gonna get better, no closer.
Look, if you mix the two body oils together, you come up with Ivory Soap.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a wash.
It cancels each other out. So
right. You gotta remember. Well,
I don't want to go in like that. I want to go in correct. I don't want to go in stank.
So you don't want to go in like Dirty Harry?
No, I don't go in like Dirty Harry. Don't want to do
come that. Out like Dirty Sanchez.
See, there you go. There goes Sanchez again.
And the goddamn UTI.
No. Anytime your eyelashes.
Now you wake up.
Ain't no good thing.
Now you wake up and you got nothing. You got a line of bumps going across the top of your lip, just in the same way where that mustache was.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, and then mustache done fell off. Where my mustache went. On the sheets.
Exactly.
Dirty Sanchez, you? Nope.
Now you gotta wear a mask like it's still COVID. Because you gotta hide that.
Thank you. Or you gotta go ahead and shave your whole face. Try to play it off. What happened? I'm just trying to let
you
back in.
No, just stick, Aero. Just stick your face. Just stick your face in a whole sink of bleach.
That shit. now your beard ain't gonna do it right. You know?
Well, the only person that got dirty beard around here is one person.
Wow. You better leave me alone.
Beard look like fruity pebbles over here.
I know we're not talking about this that part anymore, but I do know somebody that she used to say, if you can stomp through mud, and you can stomp through blood.
There she is.
Leave her alone.
Yep, I know somebody.
She wants you to clog the hole up.
No.
So did you plunge it?
No. No. So and I know what you meant by plunge it. Because you talked about plunge it last week. I know what you're going with that. No. No, I did not.
Shit, that sound like the same one that I put a tampon up in there. Talking about that still want you to goddamn eat it and shit. That's what that sound like.
That's dirty that business.
Yeah. That's dirty. I'm telling you. Yeah. They out there. And it sound like that's like one like you was talking about.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, but it's just a crazy world out there, man. You just got to be very careful.
You know, and I want to say this. People have different sexual preferences. You know, some people may not mind Dirty Sanchez. Some might may not mind, you know, living in a tuna camp. Some may not mind salmon all day long. Never knew. Some may not mind all day long. But like I said, it's your preference, man. You got to go with what feels comfortable with you. But like I said, may not be stories you want to tell.
You know, and what get me too is that when I see some of these people that and trust me and believe me, if I can help anybody, I will. But seeing some of these people that look dirty, and seeing the husband and wife looking dirty, the kid not. And once again, like I said, the kids looking dirty and all this stuff like that. They're dirty Sanchez. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it.
What the hell? Because there's dirty Sanchez. Oh, shit.
I think this show getting ready to go south real fast, but I get what you're saying. But you know what? But
dirty looking, so they got to have dirty sex. Think about it.
I know, real quick, I know Urban Dictionary says that that's the female version of a Dirty Sanchez, but do y'all know what the real Dirty Sanchez is?
No.
That's when you shit on somebody's stomach. That is what a real Dirty Sanchez is.
Oh, that's what you say.
When you shit on somebody's stomach. I only know because when I was on that other podcast, we did a topic and somebody called in or left a message and said that's what a Dirty Sanchez was. That's how I know what that is. I didn't know what that was prior to that episode. I didn't even know that even existed. Like, I knew that existed, but I didn't know that was the name for it.
Rob, we need to talk, man.
That's nasty. I don't do that. Why everything gotta be a talk with me? I'm just telling y'all.
We gonna have to
that was somebody. And the crazy thing was that was somebody from stereo from here that told us that. That's what that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before y'all say, "Oh, we gotta have a talk with you," no, it's nasty.
We were thinking that we had to actually sit down and have an intervention with.
No, you. Y'all ain't gotta have no talk to me. That's nasty. That's disgusting. Nah, I'm okay on that.
Yeah. But now I hate to switch the topic. I hate to switch it. I know that we're talking about this, but did you guys see like all the stuff that's going on with Stephen A. Smith? Like all these players coming out to support LeBron James.
Yeah.
I didn't, but Stephen A. special all by himself.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like I said, I've seen the things he said about LeBron's son. I hear about the conflict between him, you know.
But do you agree though? So think about it for a second. You're the NBA, the best NBA player at this right now.
At this time. Generation.
Okay, so
he's not the GOAT.
And your son have an opportunity to come in. You know what I mean? And you got that platform. Would you use that platform for your son?
I'm quite sure you stand up for your son.
No, but
yeah,
even
you
though
got to.
You know for your you, even though that you know for a fact that your son is not worth the 55th pick or whatever. But do you still stand up for your son?
You always stand, yeah.
Okay, stand up for your son. That's what he did.
Yeah, he stand up for your son.
And he said that NBA team that with me, you got to get my son. Mm-hmm. So guess what?
They took his son.
They got to take your son. Mm-hmm. Even if he's not the best player, eventually he'll turn out to be a player. Think about Austin Rivers for a second.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Austin Rivers is not a good, but guess what Doc did? My brother right there, Ro, reminded me that Austin River signed a good contract because his dad made sure that he signed a good contract. So guess what a father do? Make
you
sure
take your son.
Exactly.
But you know, you got to be mindful if your son isn't as talented as dad. Michael Jordan had two sons.
Yeah.
None of them could scratch his butt.
Mm-hmm. Other than snorting cocaine and messing with
I was going to say, one of them snorting coke at the wazoo.
He had two sons and a daughter. I think his daughter went more of a business route. But like I said, his sons tried to play basketball.
No, they can't play basketball. I can beat each. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I can beat all Michael Jordan kids in a one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I got two shot knees.
Didn't one of them play at Purdue?
That's no. One of them played University of Central Florida, I think.
Okay.
But
at the end of the day, he came in on his dad's name.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a third of the player that your dad is, you're worth you're worth the investment.
Let me tell you.
But
this,
I mean, like I said, God bless him. I mean, whatever basketball gene they had, dad kept. He didn't give them none of them.
No, they got the mom genes.
They got the mom genes. They
not in a bad.
I know, and not in a bad way. But
they not athletic.
That their father was.
So you got to think about it. That was a one. And think about God in the general. I mean, God sat there and He made him just the way how He's supposed to.
Yeah.
There will never be a Michael Jordan.
No.
There won't ever be somebody. It'll be a couple people close to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But there would never ever be somebody like Jordan. Mm-hmm. Man, think about it. The first time I seen that Joker dunk, I was like, God, dog, he just blit. And then he just paused in the air, then dunked the ball. Mm-hmm. Let Kareem Abdul-Jabbar put his hand up. Mm-hmm. When his hand went down, Jordan just like glide and dunk. I was like, what the heck is this?
And that came from back in, and don't forget now, Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team.
Yeah.
Coach said he didn't have the stuff. Turned out, like I said, went to North Carolina and showed out.
Yeah.
He became MJ.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like I said, again, God bless him. He had some beautiful children, still making babies, you know, but at the end of the day.
He got a Puerto Rican wife.
Yeah.
Bronny ain't bad. I mean, at the 55th pick,
he's not NBA good.
No, but yeah, but you gotta remember though, second round picks, none of them are. Everybody going, most of them going to the G League develop. He's playing better than all of
not
them
NBA
in the G
though.
League. Yeah, in yo, probably but no, but they are in the G League.
Not NBA.
No, NBA yeah, but it is. They in the. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, even the ones that were drafted in the first round, they ain't even getting no burn like that. Most of them not even playing no more than 5-10 minutes a game, because that's just what it is. Unless you want a bad team. The team he got drafted to, he wasn't finna get playing time. But in the G League, where everybody else is at, he's cooking all them. Like everybody else, you got to get your footing. But then we also got to look at, think about this. His freshman year, you remember he had the heart condition.
Yep.
And he was in the hospital. So what do you – so now it's like, okay, you know what? My son could have lost his life. Fuck this. Come out of school.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and get you drafted. Yes. Just, you know, it's one of those. I believe that if that never happened, I don't think he would have came out. Yeah. I think he still would have been at USC. But then he had that, and he was like, you know, I want to play with my son. Life is too short. Fuck it. Yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and run it. And you know what? It's no different when you look at how many people, CEOs or any other business, where you have people that's in that position to bring to hire their kids to leapfrog other people, and their kids does not belong in whatever industry it is to run a company or a division, and you sitting there like, how'd this motherfucker get here? And they are trash at this job.
Yeah, but you got.
I look at it like it's no different.
Well, again, excellent example. But like I said, again, those CEOs, those captains of industry, they're taking time with their sons and their daughters, getting them groomed to take those positions. And I'm quite sure that LeBron did the same thing with Bronny. But at the end of the day, like I said again, you're gonna put him on a national stage. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna put him in front of and like I said again, do you know what kind of pressure is on this kid?
So now before we go any further, that's what Stephen A. Smith was saying, that the dad put more pressure on him when he sat there and said, "If you want me, then you'll get my son."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, but the saddest part about it is that Stephen, look, you ain't averaged about 1.6 points, whatever you've been playing at, one rebound, one assist, and 0.5 of a steal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so if you think about it, how can you and a lot of people said that, how can he sit there and judge them on that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But nobody pushed him.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody.
You know, nobody put him in the national spotlight. Nobody put him on the national stage, and boom.
Yeah.
You know, he might have averaged 2 points every three games.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, he knew he was gonna be a sports commentator. Yeah. Bronny may be a great sport commentator.
Yeah.
But again, just to say he's going to be, you know, all-star athlete, he's going to be a fraction of what his dad was. I think he will.
I think he will.
He's averaging 20-something points now in the G League. Like in the G League. Everybody in the G League, he's cooking.
He's cooking them. And the thing about it was, go back in like the prior drafts. Do anybody remember who the 55th pick was? That is the most irrelevant pick ever. Now, I can see if they took Bronny in the first round. Okay, no, that's a stretch. Because, you know what I'm saying? He's coming off of the heart condition. He didn't have the best freshman season at USC. But they took him in the second round. So it's like, and then the whole Stephen A. thing. To me, it was, and I think the way, and I can't really think for LeBron, but the way, if it was me being, you know what I'm saying? Cause we, you know, all of us are dads or whatever. It questioned him as a father. And I think that's what bothered him, because everybody talks about how bad Bronny is, but why is it that, Stephen A. is the one that's catching it? It's because of what he said. Because it did question him as a father.
That's right.
Yeah, it's how he said it.
It was how he said it. And it was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did say that Bronny was better than some of them people that's in the league right now. I believe he is. Some of them. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But I believe he is. I believe once he get more time in the G League, I think, and you got to think about it, it's just like the NFL. A rookie, most of the time, they don't hit their prime until their second or third season.
Yeah, sometimes fourth season.
So, I mean, do I think he's going to be, you know, LeBron? No, he'll never be LeBron, but I think he'll be a solid two-way player. That's what I think.
Well, and you got to be mindful. All right, and I know this is a little left and out of field, but just like with Secure, you know, again, once he get to the NFL, I would love to see him sit for a year. You know, I would love for him to get his freshman year knocked out, sitting on the bench, watching, learning, going to practice every day, putting in some good work ethics, because he got some stuff going on with him that I'm going to tell you, from the college level to the pro level, those are two different games.
Yeah,
I'd love for them not to put him in right away.
Yeah.
Let him become a little bit more savvy under a good quarterback, someone that's going to teach him the game.
Yeah.
You know, not just go ahead and, all right, that's the court. You know, we're going to put him out there. No, bring him up. Give him the tools that he's going to need to be a good starter when his time comes. Do not recruit this man. Do not take him at an early draft round and turn right back around again. Let him get beat up. Let him get burnt out. And like I said, he was a has-been before he ever was.
And you know, I'm glad. I'm glad you brought that up. My bad, Rob. I'm glad that you brought that up. Think about it like this: what LeBron did was no different than what Deion did. Deion went to Jackson State. I'm bringing my boys with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to Colorado. I'm bringing my boys with me. It's the same thing.
I'm bringing nothing but Lou.
The only thing different is pro to NFL. Because I guarantee you, if Deion had decided to take an NFL job, he would have made sure that the trades was in place to move up to get one, if not both, his sons. That way, you are here with me. It's the same thing.
My thing is, you know what I mean? Everybody's highlighting what happened with LeBron and the Lakers, or LeBron saying, "Well, you know, to get me, you got to get Bronny too." So everybody just gave over what Dwayne Wade did. He got minority ownership of the Utah Jazz, and he drafted his son to their G League team.
Yep. Giannis did the same thing with Milwaukee. He made sure that they kept his brother on that roster, knowing his brother was trash. Now, his brother was solid trash. And his brother rolled that bench until they could no longer justify having him.
What is his name, Thelonious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thelonious.
Yeah. I mean, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody do it. But then I think it's because this whole thing with who's better, Jordan or Bron, people hate Bron. People want to find reasons to put Bron lower than Jordan. Whatever the case, it doesn't matter. But it's like this knock, and it's like everything he do is, or some of the things he does, he bring it on himself, how he do it. But for the most part, it's like you got to find something. So the same thing when people say, hey, Jordan wouldn't have done this for his sons. Well, it's like, you know what? If his sons was the same age, and he was still with Chicago, or if he was at Washington, I'm pretty sure if they had any ounce of talent like Bronny got, he would have tried it. It would have been done.
All right, so let me tell you this. So Jordan's sons never got drafted to the league. They would have never had an opportunity.
Jordan was a team owner.
So when you think about Jordan and his situation, now, when I said in my time, Jordan was the best player.
And he's still the best player.
No, when I say in my time, so in other people's time,
just tell him, man, he's the best. And LeBron ain't the best. No. Jordan is the best.
So now you're in my mind. Go ahead, talk. I don't feel like saying that now.
I'm sick. My stomach bothers me.
Oh.
I'm just teasing.
Oh, so, but.
G-O-A-T.
Who's the GOAT?
Yeah.
Jordan is the GOAT. Jordan will always be the GOAT.
Dale, do you agree, Dale?
Jordan, LeBron James is the GOAT of certain people time. But if you think about the GOAT of basketball, Jordan never had need. His team was always his team. He never jumped from a team that actually tried, you know what I'm saying, to win.
Yeah.
He
made him win.
LeBron James had to go form a big three.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
just
but
win.
I ain't gonna sit there and say anything bad about LeBron James.
Bad, G.
But
good and bad.
Hey,
say it, G.
He just right now he just
he would never be a Jordan.
He won't be a Jordan.
matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel about it. Just cutting people off. No, what were you gonna say, G-Man?
Oh God. Oh shit.
What was you gonna say, G-Man?
No, no, I wasn't gonna say anything.
There you are. I thought you was. Oh. Well, I don't believe.
Back then,
I don't believe in a. Whoa. I thought it was 1, 2, 3. Not 1, 2 back to 1 like Shaq did with Chuck. Man, 1, 2, 3. How the hell we go from 1, 2 back to 1?
LeBron James ain't as good as Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant
was second. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm sad.
No, but for real, I feel like there is, like, I don't really believe in, the like, that GOAT thing, because I'd be like, because, like Michael Jordan said, how can I be the GOAT? I never went against Wilt. I never went against, what's the name, Jerry West. So I feel like for each, like, generation, there is that particular player. Everybody has their time. You know what I'm saying? You had the major Celtics run back in the day. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then you have, like, what? Michael Jordan had the 90s. Then from there, Kobe and LeBron split it. They kind of split. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then LeBron took it the rest of the way. So, when they, like, but by the time LeBron is done, he's going to have all the stats, though.
But no, he already, he going to have it. But I'm saying that what I'm saying is that, like, if LeBron James played for the same amount of years that Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan played, so he got longevity. Let's just go ahead and say that, because he said that it's $1 million to keep his body good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember that he paid $1 million to keep his body good. He don't pit the food that we pit in us. Mm-hmm. He don't do that.
My thing is, you know, I just heard something on I think it might have been even YouTube, but again, looking at the numbers, Michael Jordan had 173 40-point games with a shorter season, and he still outscored Kobe.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron.
Yeah.
You know. So again,
well, that's because LeBron is a pass-first player. No, but that's because LeBron has a he has a pass-first.
He's more Magic.
He's a pass. His game is more like Magic. I mean, but when you look at it, LeBron is going only stat he's not going to have is the assist stat. He would have to play like so many more years to get that, but he'll have every stat. Now, does that make him my GOAT? No. But like I said, I don't really believe in the GOAT thing.
How many championships LeBron have?
That's the thing, and you know what? I like you can't go championship. You go championship, then you gotta give that nod. You gotta go with Bill Russell. Bill Russell got the most. Bill Russell got the most.
13 years.
And one of them, he was the player coach.
So if we talking between LeBron and Michael Jordan, then who is the GOAT between them two?
Jordan.
All right, and if we talk about Kareem and Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell, who is the GOAT between that?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If we talking about point guard Isaiah versus Magic, who is the point? I mean, who's the GOAT of that? You know what I'm saying. But when people talk about GOAT in general,
Michael,
you know what I'm saying. I just honestly think like I said earlier, most different generation have Michael Jordan as the GOAT. And then most generations have LeBron as the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember now, Jordan sneakers always outnumber the LeBron sneakers. And that's what people need to actually think about. Let me tell you, I had LeBron 4s. Man, I'm going to wear it tomorrow. That's my LeBron 4s, right? I'm going to wear it. I'm going to have it on tomorrow. But I was trying to find the LeBron 4s to buy that same sneakers again because it was a comfortable sneakers and all the stuff like that. I got the Jordan. I bought an all-white Jordan 8. And I think, for me now, I think that was one of the best sneakers. Jordan 9, I mean. One of the best sneakers and all. That was my second pair of Jordan, but I got an all-white one. The comfort level now of the sneakers is totally different. You know what I'm saying? So my LeBron sneakers fit better
than my Jordan sneakers. Because the quality is not there like how it was back in the days, if that makes sense.
So which sneaker fits better?
My LeBrons fit better than my Jordans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you think about the player and all that stuff like that, for this generation, it's going to be people that's going to say LeBron James, because he's been in the league for 20. He's still averaging 20-something points, still getting 8 to 9, 10 rebounds, still doing 6 to 7 dang on assists, still doing two steals, still doing 2 or 1 or 3 or whatever blocks, and still playing at a high level. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you got to remember now, Jordan last year in Washington, you know what I'm saying, look, he wasn't dunking as much. He was spinning around doing his own thing. But guess what? He just came back in the lead just to say he can do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So LeBron, at the end of the day, the GOAT is going to always be different.
And the GOAT for me and Dale and G is Jordan. Case closed. And the second best is Kobe Bryant. That's the second. Even over LeBron, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, Kobe.
Well, we got on the GOAT. Real quick, we got three messages. Yeah, we got three messages from Minnesota.
Gentlemen, what's good in the hood? Peace, Minnesota.
What's going on, Minnesota? What's up?
Minnesota.
Always good hearing from you, man.
I forgot a question in regards to Bronny. Is he a one or a two? I understand he's more of a defensive guard, more like a Drew Holiday, I believe he brought up. Is he a point guard or is he a shooting guard?
I think he's like a hybrid, ain't it?
Yeah. Talking about Bronny, right?
Bronny, yeah. He can do one or two.
Yeah, he's a hybrid. Yeah, basically, what don't they call him a two-way?
Yeah,
two-way athlete.
Two-way? Yeah. He got one more.
LeBron and Sean Kemp with court vision.
Ah! Yes, sir.
That's all right. I'm a big Kemp fan.
But I got real quick, I want to ask y'all something about, did y'all see what John Morant did? And that the NBA fined him $75,000 because he, in back-to-back games, he did the gun thing.
He needs to set his ass down somewhere. I'm going to say that.
Because he did it against Golden State, and then he did it again last night, and the NBA just fined him $75,000.
He needs to set his ass down somewhere for somebody to shit it down.
You know what's so sad, man? To have all that money to keep doing gangster stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And
they need to sack him.
Yes.
What I mean by sack him, they need to just go ahead and say, hey, we done with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can't do no more with you. You want to be a gangster? Go be a gangster.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And he's not.
Because he's never going to ever. Go ahead.
Go ahead, G.
Because he's never going to be the face of the franchise if he keep doing that garbage.
Yeah.
He's the one who got the coach fired. Mm-hmm. He got the coach fired. Him and them punks. Oh, let me stop.
And he's not a blood or a crip.
No. Nope.
So he need to go sit down.
No, he's a daisy.
A daisy? What daisy?
Yeah. Blood?
What daisy do?
No.
So oh, wow.
Daisy's the green.
There ain't no daisy.
No, the daisy are the green.
Gee, I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't be. Blood is one color. Crip is one color.
And I guarantee
the daisy is the neon color.
Yeah, right.
That's undecided.
That's what I'm telling you. It'd be undecided.
He's
better
a daisy.
Go sit down somewhere. I forget which organization responded to him. What folks don't understand, and I don't remember if it was the Blood or Crips leader that responded to him. You got this, they are in that life. It's not by choice a lot of times. It's, you know, they didn't pick the life they choose. Some say yes, they did, but no, we don't know the whole situation surrounding them. Now, he's blessed to be able to go play basketball and make a lot of money and live a good life. They didn't have that choice, and yet he wants to perpetrate this life of this stuff. Bad boy, a gang member, when he need to go play basketball and shut up. That's what he needs to do. It makes me sick to watch him act like he do. When I think about these guys, I had a cousin that was a gang member, And I can tell you, he didn't choose it. They chose him. And that's the difference. And he would call me. And when I would talk with him, Dale, he mm-hmm. was so violent, even on the phone calls. Really? It made me uncomfortable. He'd tell me what he done up from New Jersey. Mm.
My old state, yeah.
Violent. But he was forced into that lifestyle. And that was what he knew. Mm-hmm. And
hey, so y'all don't remember Coco Man Salmon?
Coco Man Salmon. He's not making up something.
Oh, we got another message from Minnesota whenever y'all get a chance.
Look, hey, 1 minute. Coco Man Salmon was that man. Look, he believed in every single body. He believed in you, me, he, she, it, all the pronouns.
Yeah, yeah, I don't believe it.
And all of a sudden, it came a verb that came up.
What's a new verb, G?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But Coco Man Salmon told me this a long time ago. He said, when you put the odorant underneath your arm, if it's not powder and it's liquid, never let nobody smell it.
Yeah, no one of my
wow.
Never let nobody wow. smell it.
Hey, my wife bought me some new deodorant. I'm like, man, this deodorant ain't working. Oh,
that is Coco Man Salmon.
Oh, that's that tussy.
They have a point there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, got a message from Minnesota.
He said it himself, he don't care no more. Silver Slipper know what's going on. That's propaganda, media attention. He speaks to the youth. That same demographic in which they're trying to target. 19 to 25. Or you can go 13 to 25. He speaks to them. That's all part of the script. Draymond Green.
I just look at the whole because with LeBron, like, yeah, he's still playing at a high level, but at a certain point, you know what I'm saying, they looking for the new face. They thought it was going to be Zion, but Zion, he ain't looking too good right now unless he can lose that weight.
Zion like Shirley.
He got to lose that weight. Yeah, that's what he like. And porn stars. So what's the name was going to be? So Ja was supposed to be next.
Yeah.
So now, technically, we ain't got no, like, they don't really have a real face for the league. They don't have that new, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to carry, you know, who's going to carry that torch? Mm.
Hey,
Trae Young. Yeah.
No, who they need to carry the torch is Jordan Poole, because he like getting punched in the face.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Jordan Poole.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, he like getting punched in the face. Because
you ain't making up a name.
No, Jordan Poole is real. Hey, right, guys.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole. Yeah, because he played for my Golden State Warriors, and then him and Draymond, he made a comment about Draymond's contract, and Draymond got mad and punched him in the face. Jordan Poole got traded. Right after that,
Draymond did. Now he sucker punched him. Let's just say that the guy.
Yeah, he did. Expecting. He did.
Mm-hmm. The guy didn't expect it. He just punched it. Like if we face to face, I'm not. If me and you talking stuff to each other, I'm not expecting you to punch me in the face.
No,
because we talking stuff. Yeah, he punched the man in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew I was getting ready to go with this.
I don't know, but and we didn't interrupt.
He has a reputation of being a little volatile.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But he only do that with certain people that he know he can get away with. That. Look, he ain't gonna do that with
you. Oh, you only want to say my name?
No, I don't know your name. I call you Coach.
Coach,
you the coach.
Yeah. We'll do that with
you. Like the coach. I'm gonna call you Coach.
Yeah.
And Mike Bibby Knee. Mike Bivens needs. That's the rod. He got Mike Bivens. You know, yeah. Mike Bivens from New Edition.
Yeah.
Bivens knees. No, man, he got glossy knees.
Glossy knees.
BBD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love no BBD.
Mm-hmm.
Poison.
That's it. Never trust a big button to smile.
No, sir. Don't do it.
Mm, words you live by.
That girl is poison. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got another message from Minnesota.
Yeah,
that used to be good. Smell good.
I remember. What's that, brother?
We got another message from Minnesota.
Zion's problem is that he's in New Orleans. All that food down there, what do you expect? He need to go to white people's Africa, Utah. He's running up and down the court. That ain't the only thing he's probably going to be running from.
Damn.
Very, very good point. Good point. Yeah, I'm going to get Renaissance. He'll be running from, hey, no dog, as I said earlier.
Them beignets.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. And as I say, Rodolph, the cooter cat.
Yeah.
Them New Orleans with that voodoo on you.
Wow.
Hey, that good food and voodoo. He in trouble.
You know, he go to Utah. He could be the new mailman.
Yes, sir. He could be the Hershey.
Who's the point guard in Utah?
Hershey.
Drop. I don't know.
Hey, look. Let me tell y'all this, man. Look. So,
ouch.
Yeah. Hey. What happened? She
fell in love. Oh, real quick. Julio Jones is retiring. He retired.
About time.
Okay.
About time. He done took the NFL.
I just sold up on my phone.
Every single look, Julio should have retired 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I mean, he
played for G.
Yeah.
He went to a Brokeback Mountain concert.
Oh, Lord.
Julio, who was his name? I would keep up with sports like y'all.
Oh, Julio Jones. Who he played for last year? Nobody.
Nobody.
He used to be with Atlanta.
Atlanta, but he moved around a good little bit after.
I don't know he went in after Atlanta because I stopped watching. That at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you see the Cowboys? Well, who they traded? They was it their fourth or the fifth round pick for the quarterback from the Patriots, the backup, the black
dude. Yes.
I'm still upset that Giants took on Winston, Jameson Winston. I'm
look, at least you know for a fact he will throw the heck out of the ball.
He gonna throw it.
He'll throw it to all the other team.
Everybody
but his teammate.
You know what's name gonna? You know Russell Wilson gonna beat him out. That's gonna be a starting quarterback. Bro, not Jameis.
Sierra got him so messed up he can't quarterback anymore. Sierra got the man messed up. That was his whole problem. On her videos with her twerking and shaking that thing.
Hey, look.
And Russell Wilson.
Look,
just,
let me tell you.
Sierra fell off.
Look, Sierra messed him up when she actually, when they started getting, because they got three kids. Look.
Yeah.
Look, gotta wait. Look, he can't handle that thing. Once you start, imagine somebody, Sierra dancing on you and saying, hey, Poppy. Make a baby. You, man, what do you do?
Make a baby.
You make a baby.
Make that baby.
Look, I can see you right now. JP, I can see you right now. I can see you speaking, mama son, mama son, mama son. Help. I look.
I got no response.
All right, we got three messages. We got two from Minnesota and one from Miss Cheesecake.
Draymond a choke whoever they tell him to choke. He's like a Manchurian candidate. You seen him how he froze on the podium. He'd do that to anybody. He wouldn't do that to Joe Dumars and Rick Mahorn. Not the old school cats.
Nope, the cat didn't play.
All right, we got one from Miss Cheesecake.
Episode 75, Friday Fish Fry, okay? Roll G-Man and G46. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm in here listening. I would like my fish fried hard, little hot sauce, two slices of white bread, and if I can get a sweet tea, that'd be cool. I'm in here.
Hey,
What's up, Miss Cheesecake? Go.
What's up, Cheesy?
Crab Leg Jameis. Oh yeah, the Panthers said the door was open to Cam.
No, oh, nobody Lord. Don't need to bring Cam. No, Cam don't need to come back. Cam wash.
Cam needs
no Cam wash.
This podcast make that money.
Cam.
Yep. Continue to do his
no podcast. Cam. Yeah.
Make that money.
Yeah, Cam got issues, man. Cam right now, he trying to get a check. Because he's saying that
babies, man.
He got to feed them babies. He said if he knew what he knew now, look, you're the one who said you want more. You want 12 kids.
Yeah,
go ahead and keep making them.
Yeah. Sitting. I would think that he can afford them. Ain't Cam worth about 30, 35 million?
Man, these cats sitting there, they saying they broke now.
But the sad part about it is you have to pay so much.
Man, look.
Child support.
Man, look.
Like Nick.
Nick Cam, he ain't paying no child support.
He
ain't paying no child support. Guess what? He got to deal with these women.
Yeah.
The deal is that I
pay child support, G.
I sling a linky. He said.
I mean, it was like this woman was getting 50,000 for kids. This other woman was getting 30,000. He was way up there.
Kids he got now?
11 or 12. And he paid child support for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he said, yeah.
He got some beautiful baby mama, though.
Yeah, he do.
Now, look. He got some beautiful baby mama, man. JP, you want snot in it?
Want to do what, G?
You want to start in one of the baby mamas?
What you mean, start in it?
Wow. G?
You want to sneeze?
You got to explain it to me. Then I'll tell you. I'll tell you yes or no.
Would you like,
where am I sneezing at?
In one of the baby mama?
Where, G?
In the cane.
I ain't getting down. What's the cane?
In the cane.
I ain't getting down that low. I don't do that no more. I ain't getting down that low.
All right. All right, guys. This was a great episode. Something different. We finally get to talk a little bit about sports. But go ahead and do our final thought for the night. So whoever wants to go first, Dale.
We started on Fish Friday. We ended up with some sports. Again, please, listeners, we are so thankful for each and every one of you. But please understand, these shows are about having fun. These shows are about also informing folk. We laugh at each other, but there's definitely some truth being said. So again, you guys take it for what it's worth. But we appreciate each and every one of you.
And it's JP for all of you that don't know. And I'd like to conclude with this. You didn't hear me much in this episode. I enjoyed the rest of the guys, but I will conclude with this. Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time, G-O-A-T, and Kobe Bryant is the second greatest of all time, G-O-A-T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my final thought is like, continue to be yourself, man. And like, life is so short, so we got to continue to be ourselves. And don't let the small things get by, because that's the right, small G. things are the most important things.
Yes, sir.
That's my final thought.
G, you smart.
Yeah, just for the night.
You got a final thought? Bro.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You got a final thought?
All right, I think I have faded out. Yeah, let's see. Trees will sit still.
Oh, Lord.
Flowers may bloom, but breathing will always lead the meal.
All right. Yet again. Thank you, Ro, for another confusing final thought. We appreciate
it. That's what we're here for, baby. That's what we're here for.
Room to grow.
Yes, sir.
My final thought, well, first off, I want to thank everyone that listened, Menaissance, leaving messages and stuff. We want to thank everyone that will be listening later on. We'll be back next week, all new episode. My final thought is, I'm trying to find the words without crashing out like I did last week.
Yeah, you were on a tangent last week, man.
My final thought. It's easy to go on social media and act like you're tougher than what you really are. And then when you see said people, person, you don't have that same energy. And what I hate the most is how people can believe one side of a story or a narrative. And instead of coming to the other person and asking the other person, is this stuff true? They believe the person that told the initial lie. Anybody that does a half smile that can't show their teeth, oh, that God. Bitch is lying.
What are you talking about?
Because see, I'm just saying. If you would take more time telling the truth and putting all this said money that you got into some dental work, then maybe you can smile full. And maybe, you know. But until then, anything that got anything to do with this podcast, anybody that's in this podcast, anybody that's affiliated with us, just shut the fuck up. We ain't said nothing about you. But you get on, you know, people get on social media and they want to put this narrative out there that they about that life. They like to use the words like run. We never saw you run anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Run up on people. So that's my final thought. Like, to piggyback off of what G-Man said, just be yourself. At the end of the day, you're not that guy. You'll never be that guy. And I'm going to tell y'all something else that was funny. My mom showed me a picture of somebody yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpet Boy.
Who?
Why nobody told me he part of the Big Back community now? Like, he was about to swell up out of that shirt.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. This is another episode.
Yes, sir.
From Run Tell That Podcast.
Yes.
And we're out.
All right. Peace.